This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am at the National Biodiesel Board Conference in Las Vegas, and I am with Frank Giordano. Giordano. Well, how do you say it?
Giordano.
Giordano. You must be quite Italian.
I'm half Italian.
My Midwestern dialect is not working well on your last name here, Frank.
<It's okay. laughs>
But maybe what's most important is that you're with the transportation department at the Clark County School District, and you're actually one of the first school districts in the country to convert to biodiesel, correct?
Yep, I think we were, especially at the size that we are and the number of buses that we have. We took it on pretty fast and furious.
So, Frank, how long does this date back? I know you were part of this innovation award. You know, people don't realize that Las Vegas has been a very early adopter of biodiesel. So when did they come to you and say, hey, Frank, you got to hear about this new fuel?
It was in 2001. Russ Teal approached the school district with his vision of producing biodiesel here in Las Vegas.
So were you skeptical or were you on board right away?
No, I was very skeptical in the beginning. I didn't know what biodiesel was in 2001. I started to panic almost because I wasn't asked if I wanted to use it. I was told I was going to use it by our CFO.
Wow, that puts you in an interesting position.
It did indeed. So we went into panic mode and started contacting the engine manufacturers and looking for support, looking for any information we could get on it, you know. And I would call somebody up. They said, "Oh, call this guy," and I'd call this person up, and they said, "Oh yeah, I got 20,000 miles on this vehicle," and blah blah blah.
Tuesday general session of the 2013 National Biodiesel.
So it was kind of scary because we at that time we were running over 1 million miles a month on our buses, and. Yeah, it was kind of scary to hear that, you know, they were bragging on a story of 20,000 miles. So I was very nervous.
So at what point did you become a believer, you know, a convert per se, to what biodiesel could do in the buses?
It probably took about a year to work through the issues that we had. You know, we worked very closely with the distributor here. They provided a lot of support. And I think that's what led us to hold on and not to give up on the project because there were a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, we saw the value in it. But, you know, I kept looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes it seemed like it was the train coming, but we got there. We got there.
So, Frank, how many miles have your buses now gone on biodiesel? You were panicking about the 20,000-mile mark, and I'm sure you have highly exceeded that.
Yeah, about 250 million miles as of today.
Well, I think that's got to be a record.
I don't know. I hope it is.
Well, I do too. Well, you know, that's just really fantastic. I'm assuming other school districts have really looked to you to kind of work through how to convert. Have you had a lot of people contact you since you started in 01?
Yeah, we have. I get a lot of phone calls. I've gotten phone calls from all over the world, actually.
And now the chair of the National
I like to help people with that because I don't see why they need to go through what I went through. There's some simple things you can do to make the transition, you know, quite simple. And, you know, and I love to share that with people.
Well, great. Well, Frank, I appreciate the fact that you've been a champion and continue to be a champion. And I might have to get your autograph.
Okay.
Well, great. Well, thank you and congratulations again.
Okay. Thank you very much.